This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Dan Hyde of NextNav. Dan, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Donnie. Always a pleasure.
Well, so Dan, you guys have done some great things. You know, people are used to the XY axis and finding folks, and you all have brought one of the solutions to bring the Z axis into play, the vertical deal, and of course your last name's great for that. And I know people are familiar with the work you all have done with, say, FirstNet and things like that to help identify where the first responder is. But the beginning of all these emergencies usually starts with someone calling 911 and saying, "Hey, I've got a problem." What are you all doing to help make that make it happen where I can find that person indoors and not just their X and Y, but the Z as well?
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, Donnie. So obviously from a public safety perspective, it does all begin with the call. And so earlier this year, we obviously announced a partnership with the Tier 1 carrier, although we weren't allowed to name that Tier 1 carrier as part of their 911 regulatory compliance requirement for Z access for 911. So it does start with the call and ultimately gets to the first responder, which, as you pointed out, had a number of different partnership announcements relative to FirstNet and different services on that platform. But today we're announcing our partnership with Geocom, which obviously is working a little bit more on the ingress side of the calls. And so as calls are coming in, providing that contextual information to where somebody is in relative to the height above ellipsoid, which is actually the required coordinate value that the FCC mandates, doesn't mean a lot to the dispatchers ultimately when they're going to get a first responder to respond to that emergency. So we're providing capabilities to Geocom that can take the HAE and convert it to a height above terrain or a height above ground, if you will, that makes it more contextually relevant to them. And this is the first of a road map, if you will, really working with Geocom to bring more and more contextually relevant solutions that ultimately are translating the 911 caller into more informed, contextual relevant information to dispatch side, so the ultimate first responders can get to people in need faster. That's ultimately what the whole mission is relative to what we're doing around a public safety ecosystem from kind of cradle to grave, from the ingress all the way to the egress side.
Okay, so a person has an emergency, they call on their cell phone, and this is going to be able to give me not only the X and Y that it always has, but also say, hey, you know, they're approximately on the fourth floor or the fifth floor or whatever. And then that way the first responders don't have to go through all the floors, which is kind of the situation today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's ultimately trying to get people to, again, that area as fast as possible. And Geocom obviously providing a lot of the mapping infrastructure for a lot of the call centers ultimately, and having better understanding of where that caller is calling from, and ultimately getting that information to dispatch side so that first responders can get to that person in need faster. So ultimately, the better information that is on the mapping side and on the ingress side, the better that is on the dispatch side and the first responder side to lead to faster response times. And ultimately, you think about this from where this is going, it's really about, you know, a single pane of glass, ultimately, of if you understand where the dispatch location is more precisely, and you can get first responders to them faster and understand where first responders are relative to that emergency situation and where those first responders are relative to each other. That is the ultimate journey that we're on with this, and obviously working with a number of partners in that ecosystem. And we're happy to be doing this now with Geocom, which will help another step in this long roadmap of next generation 911 solutions for public safety.
Okay. And so this information that Geocom's getting and processing, is this something that, you know, can show up on the CAD being used by a call taker or dispatcher?
It most indeed will, and we'll be working with a number of different CAD providers to start providing this information as well. This will be ultimately a presentation layer on the mapping side, so it's hard for people to understand, you know, if you think about just a two-dimensional map, well, if you look at a 30-story building on a two-dimensional map, well, where is, you know, Donnie, if Donnie's calling 911? Well, is he near the top? Is he near the bottom? How do I start providing that information? So, one of the things we're doing with Geocom, which is really really unique, is we're providing them an altimeter that will be an overlay to their existing map structure, our infrastructure, that would allow for, again, a visual representation of where that, you know, caller is likely calling from, so that they understand, you know, at least from an area of the building, where should they go. And the long term of where we're going with this is trying to get that more and more accurate. Obviously, there's lots of challenges when you start getting into indoor mapping, and companies like Geocom are trying to solve some of that. There's a lot of buildings to ultimately get solved. But the more information that we can provide to ultimately get to that utopia of, you know, Donnie is calling from the 37th floor of a building, and in this room number is obviously where everybody is trying to get to. And this is another big step in that direction to provide, again, more context on the map layer. They'll be used on the ingress side of the calls, ultimately to the CAD systems on the dispatch side.
Okay, and then in terms of, how far away are we before this stuff actually starts showing up in the 911 centers?
Hopefully, we'll start seeing that in the next few months. I mean, okay. The regulatory requirement was that the Z access from a 911 perspective does get passed now to the PSAPs today. Our Z access technology that, you know, we're working with from a carrier perspective, you'll start seeing showing up hopefully the next few months coming through on that side. And so you'll start seeing this more and more. And obviously, as that starts happening, people then want to understand how to make the most use of it. And the most use of it is really about translating what is a one coordinate into a coordinate that is more, again, contextually relevant. And so this service is obviously already available by FirstNet and a number of first responder platforms. And again, this is one more peg in the ecosystem to, again, solve the whole challenge. The goal is to get this on a, you know, ingress to egress.
Right. And so the core technology is basically the same with what you're doing with FirstNet versus what you'd be doing with the 911 callers?
Absolutely. The core technology is still the same. So we are a barometric pressure-based solution, and we have deployed an altitude reference station network throughout the United States. We cover 90% of greater than three-story buildings in the U.S. It covers 105 markets and 4,400 cities and towns. So it's the same technology, whether it's on the first responder side or it's on the 911 side. The call flow, if you will, it obviously handles a little bit different. There's not an application layer, if you will, on the 911 side. That obviously happens natively through the dialers. There's a little bit more integration with the carrier and the device manufacturers themselves. On the first responder side, you know, we are working with application developers that are making these specifically for first responders, and we have an SDK that many of them are working with, and with somebody like Geocom, they are working with our SDK, and they'll also be working with our API, because obviously not all of that is taking place on the phone, but the core underlying technology is the same whether we're doing it for 911 or we're doing it for first responders.
Okay, and you know, obviously our audience cares mostly about critical communications related to emergencies and stuff, but I'm guessing there's got to be some an awful lot of commercial applications here that and I bring that up from the standpoint of when the more these kind of technologies get used, usually the better and more accurate things become as people learn.
Absolutely, Donnie. I think one of the things that obviously your audience cares about public safety, and we care about public safety. Mm-hmm. But if it was all dependent on public safety, obviously, technology takes longer to solve for just one use case, even if something as important as public safety. And a lot of people take for granted, you know, why location exists on phones to begin with was all around 911 and public safety. But obviously, the ecosystem around using GPS on your devices or location-based services has ushered in tremendous innovations and everything from ride-hailing and ordering food to dating and gaming and everything in between. And the good news for our technology is it's not just a single thread to solve for public safety. That's what we initially built it for and to the standards of that, but it has broad-based commercial appeal. So everything from, again, from making gameplay more accessible and entertaining for location-based games or augmented reality and having whole new experiences that are created using 3D geolocation data, or consumer applications and enterprise applications from lone workers so we can understand where people are, to delivery apps and understanding what is the capacity that they can have because they understand that, again, Donnie's on the 37th floor and just because I arrived at his building doesn't mean I've dropped off his food, so I have to navigate to get to the elevator, get up to the 37th floor, drop off the food, so understanding my capacity. So the good news is we're seeing, you know, broad-based appeal for adding Z-Access to make a complete 3D geo, you know, location set to the betterment of, you know, society in general that obviously helps public safety tremendously.
Yeah, well, no question there. Well, in terms of, you know, you mentioned the announcement with Geocom. This isn't an exclusive arrangement, is it? I mean, this vertical information can go through others to get into 911 centers as well?
Absolutely. It's not exclusive. Geocom, obviously, very large in the space, and yes. We're very happy to be working with them, but it's not exclusive. So very similar to GPS would not be exclusive technology that you use for one provider or one partner. Our technology is not exclusive. So we'll work with a number of different providers, a number of different carriers, a number of different handset manufacturers. So we deliver this to, you know, anybody and everybody.
All right. Well, Dan, congratulations on this next step. This is going to be an interesting journey going forward. Thanks again for taking the time to speak with us, and please keep in touch and let us know as things proceed.
Donnie, thank you so much. You'll always be the first to know when we deliver more things for public safety, because you are a great spokesman for the industry and great to bring new innovations that are helping us all be safer.
All right. Well, thank you, and hope to talk to you soon, Dan.
All right. Thanks so much, Donnie.